WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump thinks Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is the best choice to be his running mate. So does the former president's son, Donald Jr.
I'm super excited because I know the man. I know the character. I know his resolve. There's no weaknesses there. I'm just super excited about it.
But ABC's Jim Ryan says not everyone agrees.
This is Jim Ryan in Milwaukee. Donald Trump's choice of running mates is not sitting well with some in the convention hall. Chris Fussner is here from Wyoming.
J.D. Vance is very anti-Ukraine, and he's on the extreme right of the party, and he's young and inexperienced.
Meanwhile, the GOP has checked one of the boxes of this convention, formally handing Donald Trump the delegate votes necessary to become the party's presidential nominee. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
Vance was once a never-Trumper who became one of the former president's staunchest supporters. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Police in Portage seized about $375,000 worth of illegal street drugs, and they arrested a man after executing multiple search warrants at an apartment complex. Officers executed the warrants at an apartment complex in the 900 block of Clem Street, where they confiscated about 1 kilogram of cocaine, 15 grams of fentanyl, 21 grams of methamphetamine, 19 grams of LSD, 81 pounds of marijuana, along with drug paraphernalia and a firearm. 41-year-old Jeffrey D. Chappelle of Portage tentatively faces 16 felonies. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues through the evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms through the evening, some with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and can't rule out a tornado. Then mostly clear overnight, staying warm, lows mid-60s. Sunshine not as hot tomorrow, highs low 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 87.
99.7.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. Here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Got some entertainment news. The Big Brother cast was revealed today. Big Brother coming back on CBS. And then you've got all the news that has to do with the festival that it looks like Sting will be performing at. If you saw this, Sting will be headlining the Bourbon and Beyond Festival with Dave Matthews Band, Zach Bryan, and a bunch of others. If you want to make the trek to Louisville, Sting replacing Neil Young as the headlining act.
Dig, if you will, the picture of you and I engaged in a kiss. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Dream if you can, Cordia, an ocean of violets in bloom.
And more.
No 99.7 Max FM.
Mm-hmm.
Max FM Sports.
The midsummer break is upon us. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. There are no games in Major League Baseball today or tonight as MLB takes its All-Star break with the All-Star game itself tomorrow night in Arlington, Texas. Also, the minor leagues, the Midwest League, the Beloit Sky Carp, as well as the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, they're off until Friday as well. Former Brewers ace Corbin Burns will start for the American League tomorrow night. This season for the Orioles, Burns is 9-4 with a 2.43 ERA and a whip of just 1.04. The current Brewers will have a pair of representatives, catcher William Contreras and left fielder Christian Yelich. They were both voted in as starters. A home run derby is tonight. Meanwhile, the annual amateur draft continues. On day one, the Brewers had four selections. Milwaukee taking a high school bat, Braylon Payne from just outside of Houston with their first selection. The Brewers then had an extra pick at number 34, the result of the Corbin Burns trade. They took Tennessee first baseman Blake Burke there. He just won the College World Series with the Volunteers. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Over the weekend, Bruce Hornsby was performing in Madison on State Street. And if you want to check out another great concert, the Legends are back live at the Orpheum Thursday, August 1st. I'm talking about the one and only Three Dog Night, headed back to Madison in just a couple of weeks. Tickets still available. If you want to find out more, go to MadisonOrpheum.com.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Ready?
Finishing up the workday with music from Hall & Oates in just a couple of minutes as we wrap up this Monday. It's 99.7 Max FM. Thanks for keeping us on in the office today.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, July 20th, the American Legion will be hosting a brat stand at Viking BP in Reedsburg. Stop by for a delicious meal and help raise money for our veterans. It's a tasty way to help. You'll find them again at the corner in the Viking BP parking lot in Reedsburg. This will be 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday, July 20th. More details can be found on Facebook. Search Post 350 Reedsburg. On Friday the 19th, celebrate Christmas in July from the Reedsburg Community Lights Group. They'll be hosting a Christmas movie in City Park. From 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., it's the Polar Express. Come enjoy the movie, bring your blankets and lawn chairs. They'll have water and popcorn for $1, root beer floats for $2, or a non-perishable food donation. Again, this will start at 8 o'clock on Friday, July 19th at City Park in Reedsburg. And then the next day, it's Shakespeare in Mirror Lake State Park. This will be from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Before performing the play, the Summit Players will take you through the characters, the plot, themes of Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. Join them to play games, act out characters, and learn how Shakespeare's time is similar to our time in this interactive all-ages workshop. This will start at 1 p.m. with a workshop for kids, then at 2:30 is when the performance will take place. More details can be found on Facebook at Friends of Mirror Lake State Park.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues through the evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms through the evening, some with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and you can't rule out a tornado. Then mostly clear overnight, staying warm, lows mid-60s. Sunshine not as hot tomorrow, highs low 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 88 right now.
99.7
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
All right, David Grant is coming in next, and you'll have to ask what he was enjoying most about the Sauk County Fair, what his favorite fair food item was. Maybe David rode the Tilt-A-Whirl. I'm not entirely sure, but he's in one piece, and he's ready to go just after 5 o'clock. David Grant taking over with another 50-minute music hour. Right here for your Monday night, it's 99.7 Max FM in Madonna.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure team.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance makes his first appearance as the party's vice presidential nominee to cheers and applause, but some are worried about his inexperience.
39-year-old J.D. Vance has held elective office for only 2 years, and some here at the GOP convention think that's a problem. Chris Fustner says the Democrats chose an underqualified vice presidential candidate in 2020.
Their number two cannot take over. We are doing the same mistake by putting an inexperienced person in on number two.
But others who had been mentioned as possible Trump running mates, including North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, have offered full-throated support for Vance. Jim Ryan, ABC News at the GOP convention in Milwaukee.
The economy is going to be the main focus of tonight's session, which is called Make America Wealthy Once Again. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Police in Portage seized about $375,000 worth of illegal street drugs, and they arrested a man.